Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. Frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 16th day of February, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 36 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's just been cold, man. I think it was 17 this morning. It's been, I know, it's nothing to even speak about when getting a conversation with Mary and Jim. They got the same numbers with a minus in front of them. That being said, let's see. Oh, yeah. We're going to open up. We got Spike Timmons coming up to join us, and we got some things to discuss. And we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Yeah, see, my goddamn computer won't even work. It's come to people.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. As you guys no doubt know, if you've been reading the site, you know, we had one of our YouTube videos taken down yesterday, one that we took off of our own TV, you know, with a camera. Showing Shepard Smith, and you know, that stupid, moronic, retarded son of a bitch, you know, really effing up in his covering up of the fact that, that, you know, with that, Florida, so-called, well, that false flag in Florida, people got killed. I don't know. Like I said yesterday, I really don't give a shit at this point in the ball game. This is a full-blown operation. I want to let you guys get this through your head right now. This is something's going to happen from this. The attacks that we're seeing, I'll let you guys listen to, this computer that I'm running this program on, it runs the same every day. Runs about 30% of capacity running this program. It's running at 99% capacity. It has been since yesterday when they took our broadcast out and we rebooted it. We'll have to shut everything down this if we get through today, if the computer makes it. We'll have to shut everything down today and clean the. We'll take it out and clean it because we got to take it down anyway and see if we can break the connection. But you people got to understand, they're going for it. I mean, any day you could be. There's no broadcast. We can't. I mean, it's been shut off. They have taken. You know, the internet was invented by the American people and people around the world. People made it happen, and it has been a great resource for us in communicating with one another and communicating what's going on around us and communicating the treachery in our country. And but now they're making the move to shut it all down. And that being said, you know, like I said, we had the YouTube thing taken down. We'll go into that a little deeper in a bit. But I talked to Spike earlier today, and they're coming at us both. They're coming at all of us. I heard Mark talking this morning that their shit's being attacked. But Spike, are you there? Unmute.
Yes, I am.
There he is. Go ahead and inform everybody what's going on over there in Indiana Freedom Talk Radio land.
Okay, my yesterday when I got done with the video, the live stream, like I do every day, I've been doing it for years now on different platforms. I finally went to YouTube, 2 years ago? And the whole time I've been there, they've been holding me back. And if you look and you see my videos, I got over 400 videos up there. Daily since, you know, I started. And I've had a few problems with them, but nothing really serious until now. They seem to not like the truth, I guess. After my show was done, my broadcast was done yesterday, it took about 20 minutes, and I got an email saying your video has been removed for community strike. And I didn't think nothing about it. I was like, yeah, piss on them. I really don't give a shit. I'm not over there for anything other than to spread the word. And so I didn't think nothing about it. And I got up this morning. I was looking at it. And I, wait a minute. What's going on here? When I got home, I did some deeper looking and found out they suspended my live streaming ability for 90 days over there. So yeah. I won't be able to stream live to YouTube again until May 16th of this year. So I'm already set up on Ustream. Once I start the live stream, I will be able to go over to From the Trenches underneath of where they put my broadcast every day. And in the comments section, I'll leave a link to the live streaming video on Ustream so you guys can come and follow and watch. And then you can get the link for yourself. You won't have to go there anymore. You just click it. If you bookmark it, but I'm already set up over there right now. I did a test broadcast. Looks like it's going to work okay. But the way I see it, just like you, this is bullshit. What did I say that bullied anybody?
Well, you know, it ain't even that, Spike. This is censorship. Plain and simple. You know, I'll go into this. You know, this is what I sent to YouTube this morning. Your corporate policy violates the first article of my Bill of Rights. My right to free speech has been violated. The Constitution for the United States of America, of the Americas, is the ultimate authority for every contract for the license to operate a business in the United States of the Americas. The ninth article to the Bill of Rights for the Constitution for the United States of the Americas declares as absolute that no authority can be created by the Constitution that violates the it should be clauses, it says causes, for the free speech, for the first article, for the Bill of Rights. You are a licensed merchant. You as a licensed merchant do not have the authority to create a policy that violates the first article for the free speech in the Bill of Rights. And Galen had come up and said, you know, isn't this like a private publishing? No, this isn't. This is public. This is a public forum. This is like them coming out, you know, in the days of jolly old England in our country, and you being out in the public square speaking your mind and them taking your ass off up to jail. There's no difference in this, people. This is a blatant violation of the first article and a violation of the ninth and tenth article. What we got here, people, they have eliminated procedural due process, our procedural due process rights. I mean, we watched the case unfold up there in Las Vegas with the Bundys, and we went right through it. You know, the violation of the procedural due process through the admiralty courts, which cannot even exist in our world. This is a hostile takeover of the United States by foreign entities, plain and simple. It's been going on for a whole long time, and we've known it all the way down the line. But what we're coming to the end stages here. like I said, they've removed the procedural due process in the Bill of Rights, and they're just acting like, well, we arrested you and we took you to jail and punished you, and that's due process. No, see, that due process outlined in that Bill of Rights is standards that must be met. Those are, you can't replace them. You can't change them. You have to meet that standard, or you haven't provided procedural due process, and you are acting as a foreign force, because in the first place, this government can't be in our world. We've went over it 1,000 times. They, you know, that was that 9 mile square. Boy, that 9 mile square sure has come to home to roost, hasn't it? That everything that was predicted in the anti-federalist papers has come to fruition. It just has, right here in front of our eyes. And with the advent of the internet, it's really slammed home, because it was, we have used it to communicate with one another. This is the final straw. They want to get rid of the first article, which is the maximums in the law for the bill, for the common law, and they want to get rid of the second article. This is a two-pronged attack on the first article and the second article, because they are coming at the guns. That's what this whole operation down in Florida is all about. I've got one article, or I'm not going to go into it yet. It's one we're going to cover. Sheriff in Florida shooting calls power to detain. Calls for power to detain over social media. And this is the police state coming to life right in front of your eyes. And yesterday, you know, what happened is the same thing that happened in all their shootings. They made sure they had some bodies this time, but that doesn't goddamn matter. That doesn't make it what they're trying to bill it to you as. It is an operation designed to take your right. I mean, if you just want to play the argument, I'm not responsible for what this guy did over there in goddamn Florida. You can't touch my rights. Somebody in Florida did something. You're coming to me and telling me, oh, we're removing your second article right. We're going to remove that from you and your first article right to talk about it. And this is what we are facing. Now, you know, I put this out here, and I was really taken aback by the enthusiasm of the people who came up. Yeah, you know, go for it, Henry. Man, people, you guys got to know better than this now, by now, don't you? There is nothing that I can do about this. That's the whole fucking point. I can lay the law to them. You know what they sent me back in response to this? Their corporate policy. This is Roman civil law. Roman civil law is private policy being enforced on the public as law. It is not the common law we were guaranteed. These son of a bitches are the robber barons of today. They've been identified as such. It's just like when the railroads went through. Or the oil companies came in when they started pumping the oil. They come and just kill everybody off the land, take their shit, and do as they goddamn well please. It's been this way since the beginning. And the only thing that's ever stopped it is you got to kill them. There is no law. In this incident, you know, I'm going to get a copy of their license if one exists. I tried calling the Secretary of State's office in Washington, D.C. You cannot even get a live human being on the phone. So what I'm looking at is sending a demand for a copy of their license so I can see what government agent signed that son of a bitch. And I'm going to send him a mandamus. And you know what? They're going to ignore it. But they're not going to like it, because it's going to have to go into their records. And it goes into my records. And I've got boxes of them, people. I've been doing this a whole long time. And they're not just here. They're scattered all over this goddamn country for prosecution. But we've made it clear. There will be no justice until we fight. We're not going to get a measure of justice nowhere in here. What it has come down to, as an individual sitting here, I have no, what can I do? What, I mean, even if somebody commits a crime against me, I have to go down and if the local mason down there that is the district attorney, he decides whether he wants to prosecute his buddy who fucked me. That's all. I mean, this is the removal of the common law. This is why it's bad. This is why it's bad that our courts have been removed. It is our authority to prosecute our lives. And when it's all gone, we're only left with one avenue here, people. It is force majeure. Once the law has been removed, it's the law of the jungle. We're back in Lexington and Concord in 1775. There is no paper that can be written to stop this, because they control the mechanism. They have their mechanism, the Roman civil law, their corporate law that they're inflicting on us. We have our law. And right now, like I said, they're going after the maximums and the enforcement mechanism for it. We let that enforcement mechanism go. They won. Plain and simple, you let go of them guns, they won. You just might as well walk over that ditch and blow your own fucking brains out. This will not change until we fight them. Your thoughts, Spike?
I agree totally.
God damn it. I mean, it's you know, what I wrote in this this notice to them, it's absolutely correct. It is the law. And they're saying, and no pretense that they don't understand exactly what they're doing. This was orchestrated over 100 years. This was, the Bill of Rights was chipped away at, and this goddamn artificial admiralty administrative bullshit was perpetrated on us. It was an infiltration. Our courts are removed. Their courts are there. We have no standing in their courts as anything but property. We are property in their courts. Property cannot complain about being property. All we can do is issue our writs and get our guns loaded.
Yep. And as we're talking right now, echo now, as we're talking, I've been streaming us live on Ustream.
Right on.
So the channel, I put the link underneath of your video, underneath of your posting for the show, for your broadcast, over on From the Trenches. So the link to the live streaming video is over on From the Trenches right now in the comments section under your broadcast.
Cool.
And I'll copy and paste it into mine when you guys put that up.
The thing that everybody has to realize is what they have just done, what they've been doing. They've been doing, you know, they did this, they've been doing this to us before they even went to the YouTubers. We've been, I mean, crucified. But they have the algorithms now in place. They have our site so choked down. They have these broadcasts so choked down. They making sure as few people as they are able to allow to hear what we're saying, that's what it is. This is the equivalent of a monarch coming out in jolly old England at the time and telling all the serfs, you will not talk about this with one another. We catch you. There will be you will be punished. This is such an affront to the thought of free speech. It's the polar opposite is what we're experiencing here. And see, they're coming up here. We're a private corporation. We can do this. People, this is why I talked about the licensing. Back in the day, before the heavy, takeover of the communists, before the communists really took the government for the first time from the Masonic Dirty Church cabal, good old boys, the way they had set up their corporate government. When you go into a business like a restaurant or a garage, what do you see up there on the wall? Oh, that's that business license to operate. If they violated your rights, you see, what you're doing is giving them access to the infrastructure of this country and the consumer base of the richest country on planet Earth. The condition is that you goddamn sure will not violate the goddamn laws or the rights of the people that you're fleecing. But now it's come to the point, like with Google, Facebook, all of these sons of bitches. They have become monolithic. They are so huge. You talk about, well, you just look back at 2008 when they told you, well, $20 trillion has been stolen from you and there's nothing we can do it. Why was it they couldn't do anything about that? They're just too goddamn big. And when it reaches this point, people, when they have this, the individual, which this country is supposed to be centered around, the individual and their rights, all the power in the hands of the individual, when they have that individual down to the point to where you are civilly dead. You don't exist as anything but property. Man, this is what those fucking guns are for. This is why that second article was put in there. What will trigger it, I don't know. That's why I'm, you know, this gun control shit and like this asshole here, you know, talking about wanting to be able to arbitrarily just to take, oh man, I'll read it to you here in a little bit because we're coming down on the bottom of the hour. But I mean, this, what we're witnessing here was, you know, this thing that started there in Florida. It's just, I'm only 2 days into this. And I'm telling you right now, I mean, like I'm running these computers. When I hit that button the last time, it faded, went back. I mean, my computers have been under attack, man. God, how many times? I can't even tell you over the years. But right now, this tower I'm looking at is just, I mean, here, I'll let you hear it. Take a listen. It usually doesn't make a sound. It's at 99% of its capacity. And, you know, the thing is to fry our computers. I mean, this is your masters over in Tel Aviv. And the reason that me and Spike, you know, are on this thing here with, this video I put up yesterday of that Shepard Smith, that retarded son of a bitch, is because of the Jews. Because we say Jews. Because we tell you who's really behind it. We're not like Alex Jones. We don't try to tell you, well, Saudi Arabia over there, they're the ones that they own Hollywood and they're the ones that they're your real enemies. You know the Jews' enemies? The Jews. The Jews are the reason that that computer over there is making that sound. The Jews are the reason that this broadcast, when these broadcasts, they're gonna shut down all dissent, people. Make no mistake about it. Whether it's today, tomorrow, the next day, but right now it pushes on and hard to tell how far it's gonna go. It could go as far as that, you know, this might be the last broadcast you hear out of any of us. And they shut it all down, and yeah, and anybody complains, they'll just send you a copy of their corporate policy. It says, yeah, Shepard Smith felt all oogie about, you know, being called a fucking retard because he is a retard. You know, that, even in their world with the admiralty, that goes to the people versus Larry Flint, where if you're a public, a celebrity, you know, somebody in the public eye, Larry Flint did? He had, Swaggart or one of them. I can't remember which religious freak he was after, but he did put up a cartoon of him giving Felicia to a sheep, and that went clear to the Supreme Court, and they said there's no protection. It's called the First Amendment. It's what they're calling it, but then again, they got no right to judge it. They have no authority to judge it. We have so gone lost where we are and who we're supposed to be that this is the result. This is what happens when you just let it go. You think they won't take it? Hell, man, they're chipping away. They've worked for, 240 years to get rid of that son of a bitch, and they're at the epicus right now. When they can attack your freedom of speech, I mean, this is one of the, that's why it's the first one up there. First thing you got to have if you're going to be free is communication between the people. So I can tell you that, you know, that the sheriff over there in Nottingham, he's over there and he's putting people's eyes out for, he's calling the forest, but says belongs to the king and that only the king can hunt there. And he wrote it down on a piece of paper and he's enforcing it with force of arms. And we got to be able to talk to each other and let each other know what's going on so that we can get together and say, hey, we're going to have to do something about this. And then you got the second article. That's what we do about it. Like I said, the procedural due process, it's fucking gone. Don't think it ain't. If you think it isn't gone, you don't even know what you're talking about. It is gone. Because the Bill of Rights is there's an injunction on it. They have removed it and replaced it with their goddamn admiralty administrative jurisdictions across this land. And you try to invoke your rights, they'll kill you. You see, they understand the situation. They know it ain't like this is a mistake and they're doing something that they're just really going to be sorry for because they didn't understand. They know exactly what they're doing. And it has come to the point when you look at this and your only recourse is war. Go ahead.
Falwell sued Flint, citing emotional distress caused by the ad. I'm reading from an article here. Yeah. The decision clarified that public figures cannot recover damages for an intentional infliction of emotional distress based on parodies.
Exactly.
Flint claimed that he no longer had an interest in the Hustler's shops and that prosecutors had no basis for the lawsuit.
And Flint won.
Period.
Exactly. The bottom line here is that they're coming after our speech. And what speech really comes down to is they're coming after our freedom of thought. I mean, when we read this next article after the break, you're going to see, I mean, you can see the progression. I mean, it's happening right here in front of my eyes. I'm watching it happen. They are coming after the first and the second now, people. They've already taken care of the procedural due process. Hell, they call procedural due process. We accused you. You're guilty. Go to jail. That's your procedural due process. If you're real rich and you can drag it out with $10,000 lawyers in the admiralty and you can get enough people out there in the streets shaking signs and stuff and then get a jury that won't quite convict, though they could drag it on for years. This thing with the Bundys, they could have kept on going with it. Because they never got, I mean, it wasn't straight up acquittals. I mean, it was hung juries down. That's why they kept prosecuting. That's why they charge you with 15 illegal, legislated felonies that they can't even charge you with. It is what it is, people. It is right in our face. It's like, you know, you are completely powerless. We control you. You are property to us. Now, what you gonna do about it? That's where we're at. And to pretend it's anything else is foolhardy. At least if this is our last message, let it be that we understand that, this is a fight. We need to shoot these people because they want to shoot us. They aim to kill us. We got to kill them first or else we're going to be killed and there ain't going to be no goddamn freedom and liberty. It's, like I said, the enthusiasm of the people on the site. I mean, it was nice, but man, you guys should know better than that by now. Where are you going to file a goddamn lawsuit against these pricks, by the way? Well, there's no place to file one. All your courts are gone. Your courts have been removed. Your authority to file a lawsuit. You see, if you filed in the admiralty like these lawyers, you have a lawyer. So you try to sue somebody like, YouTube, you know, you're talking Google. You're talking billions of dollars. Now you try to sue them, you're going to have to, first thing you're going to have is a judge that says, yes, you can. One of their judges is going to have to tell Henry Shively that, yes, you can sue him in the admiralty. I'm not a corporation, so I have no standing. In the admiralty, by their paperwork, I'm property. Property cannot sue a corporation that says it owns it. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, this is the law. This is what's left. I mean, this is not what's left. This is the total lack of being any law at all. There is no law. There is their corporate dictate. When they lay that policy out in front of you, that's their dictate. We're going to decide what you can say. And you know what? We don't want you talking against the Jews who own your country, who are your masters. If you talk against the Jews, we will just remove it. We will remove you. Well, you can't do that. Fuck your freedom of speech. This is our policy. Don't you see what I'm saying here, people? When you reach that loggerhead, it's time to fucking shoot. Nothing's going to change this. No piece of paper, no goddamn white knights coming along on a horse that's going to change this. Each and every one of us has got to go out and get in the mud and the blood and do it. Or acquiesce to it. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. If this son of a bitch will turn on. This is unbelievable, people.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Turning
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time and...
Community strike from the video I put up yesterday, and they have now disabled my ability to live stream. They didn't say for how long.
You're kidding me.
I didn't know it was disabled until just...
Who disabled it?
That's me.
Yeah, I know it was you. What's going on?
No, I accidentally forgot that I was hooked up to the call-in line, man. And I was,
no biggie.
I was over at YouTube. And there's a bunch of comments now underneath of my video. And like a dumbass, I forgot I was connected and let the fucker play. I'm sorry, dude.
That's all right. The thing is, you know, they've let this thing that we've let these corporations, these like this fucking Google and this shit get too big. They have gotten so big. I mean, the threat of boycott, you couldn't do it. People are addicted to this shit like drugs. They cannot, they couldn't step away from it. And they know this.
Well, like, you know, the Honeybee and the Liberty Columnists, they've all had the same shit happen to their channels. And they were talking, you know, telling their subscribers, go over here, go over there. They've suspended my ability to upload videos for 30 days. Go to this service. Go to that service. They're, you know, even the one BitChute and I believe DTube are both part of the blockchain, which is like you know, where you download all the movies and video games for free, the torrents.
Yeah.
It's part of the torrent thing, and it never can be deleted. But did people go over there and look? No. They wanted to see it on YouTube because it was just so much easier to click that YouTube button and go to YouTube.
People are weak, and they're going to pay for it, and there's no two ways about it. You know, and the people that Spike's talking about, these people have been exposing pedophiles. You see, YouTube, what they want on their channel, what's correct for them and their community is, you know, videos of little children being abused, well, sexually abused. Am I missing something here, Spike?
Nope. Not at all. They had reported on some people over in another country that were like doing really weird shit, and the one girl was dressing up like a little girl named Elsa, and then this other guy was dressing up like Spider-Man and like play raping her and shit like that. And there's other ones where they have little kids sitting in their underwear and shit like that and spreading their legs and stuff, and you know, little girls, little boys, in sexually explicit kind of poses with their underwear on and shit like that, and little naked little babies. You know, when we were kids, they took pictures of us naked just to embarrass the hell out of us when we became teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do it for child porn. I think everybody who's at least my age or older had that happen to them when you were, you know, 19 and you bring your one of your first girlfriends home that you're real serious about, and your mom says, this, look at this, this is when he was in the bathtub when he was about 3 months old, and you're like, what the mom, what the hell?
Exactly, man.
But the whole censorship thing has been going on for a long time. It didn't just start. I remember when I was in racing forums back when I first got on the internet, and if they didn't like what you said, man, they would delete your shit and they would throw you out of the forum. Well, and, you know, I would say we got free speech in this country with the, well, this is our place over here and this is our little corner of the internet and we make the rules here. There ain't no free speech.
Well, this is what this is exactly what they did with the airwaves. The American people created the goddamn airwaves in their garages with tubes and shit and built radios and stuff. And as soon as it became viable, it was taken over. And this is what has happened to the internet. We're in the end game here. Like you said, this has been going on a long time, long before even the YouTubers started getting hit. From the trenches, you know, we were removed from Google News. They told us this weekend, and it was because we were attacking Obama then. It was Obama's hit squad right out of Chicago, Illinois. We're shutting you down this weekend. You can start a new site if you want, but this site is done. And, you know, it come that weekend, sure as hell. You know, they just threaten you and do it. This is what I'm talking about. There is no fucking law. If you want to defy these people, you're going to do it physically because that's what you're facing is their physical enforcers.
Yeah, look over in the UK. They've put several people in jail in Germany and UK for denying the Holocaust.
Exactly, and that they would love to do that here. And you know what? We keep on acquiescing and letting them roll overs like this. It'll be here. Yeah, it'll go. I mean, just where are you going to draw your frickin' line and you know, stand your ground?
Yes, and I got to say, because I know there's a lot of people over here that join over on the call-in line for Liberty Tree Radio, the number has changed. Ed started up the new thing because last night the call-in line would not come up at all for him. After I got off, they couldn't hook up to it. So they started the new system, which is different. It's freeconferencecall.com. And let me see if I can open this thing up here. Let me open my wall.
I'll tell you, brother, we're about a breath away of them just shutting these broadcasts down. And you know, you can scream and yell and do everything. Well, yeah, we did it. And what are you going to do about it? Because that's where we are at.
For those couple people that call in on my broadcast on the Liberty Tree Radio line, the new number is 605-475-4470. Repeat. 605-475-4770. And the access code is 241061 and the pound sign.
So the only way we're going to be getting your broadcast is through you're going to stream it? What's going on? Because I know that what you put out, I mean, it's terrible, dude. I mean, that's why I always go to your Ustream. I mean,
I fixed it on the radio side.
You did?
All the squalor. Yeah, it was way too loud. I had the volume pumped up so high that I didn't realize that it was sounding that way because I don't listen to myself. I listen to you and Mark, but I can't hear myself or I'll get an echo. And when Ed told me that I was overmodulating like crazy and it was all distorted, couldn't understand me, I went and pulled an archive down and listened to it and went, holy shit. And it was just, oh, bad. But I put the link to the live streaming video over on Ustream underneath of your broadcast in the comments.
Right on.
And
do you want her to put that up on the front page or something?
Well, when you put my broadcast up, I'm just going to – she can copy and paste that link there.
Okay.
Because I've been streaming since about right after I came on live with you. I went, well, I'm sitting here. I might as well do this.
I hear you.
So I started it up. And stop the video and start it again so that it'll save the name.
She said it's not streaming.
From the trenches in the video.
She says it's not streaming.
That's weird. No wonder it says there's no viewers.
I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to hit this. Here's what we're talking. You know what we're talking about. This current attack, and I mean they're going. I mean they're going some places with this. People, you better understand this. Like I said, if you go to tune into this and we're gone, you can go look on the site. If the site's still there, they have come to the point that they feel they're untouchable, and they are untouchable until we're ready to take up arms and fight them because they are an occupation force and they're ruling by force and they have completely dismissed our Bill of Rights. They've dismissed us as even human beings. We are goddamn property. Sheriff in Florida shooting calls for power to detain over social media. This is from NBC. And do you think about what we're talking about? And you talk about the extreme. This is what they're working out of this. Plus the, you know, coming after the registration for the confiscation. This is from NBC. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The county sheriff in charge of investigating the mass school shooting in Parkland, Florida, pleaded with lawmakers on Thursday to give police and doctors. And see, Trump's getting ready to make the tour. He's going out and he's going to do this. This is the police state we promised you that he was going to enact that Obama couldn't, just like we told you. To Thursday, to give police and doctors more power to involuntarily hospitalized people for psychiatric evaluation over violent and threatening social media posts. The sheriff, Scott Israel, and this is a goddamn Israeli operation right in the middle of Israeli goddamn Jew territory. Scott Israel of Broward County described the accused shooter's social media post as very disturbing. At a news conference, and asked the state and federal legislatures to expand the state's Baker Act, which says a person can be detained against their will for up to 72 hours under certain circumstances. The accused, Nicholas Cruz, 19, has confessed to the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Wednesday. Authorities said he has been charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. Israel said the Baker Act allows law enforcement or medical professionals to confine a person involuntarily, but you have to have a reason. This is the son of a bitch. You have to have a reason. You have to be able to articulate that they are a threat to themselves or a threat to somebody else. And this is what's substituting for your due process of the law. And they're taking this away, but they're going to, you know, retune this to suit them better. So there's just arbitrary arrest is what they're talking about here. Israel pleaded with lawmakers in Tallahassee, the state capital, and Washington to give police the power to detain people. Quote, if they see something on social media, if they see graphic pictures of rifles and blood and gore, I mean, that'd be like a hunting picture, and guns and bombs. Oh, bomb? What the hell are you talking about? If they see something, and then it's here, horrific language. Who's going to define that open term, horrific language? If they see a person talking about, I want to grow up to be a serial killer, you see how they're using this bullshit? I don't give a shit what happened in Florida. You cannot, I mean, well, if I'm willing to fight for him, I guess is what it's coming down to here. We have our rights if we're willing to fight for him. If we don't, we don't have those rights. People are going to be rightfully so concerned about their rights as I am. But what about the rights of them students? There is no guy. Everybody has equal rights. Those students have rights. The person who did the killing is going to be prosecuted. He's going to be probably put to the needle. So that ends that case. But what they want to do is just take an arbitrary situation and apply an arbitrary jurisdiction across the board. Oh, I see something, you know, some asshole doesn't like you. They just report you. Hey, that sounds disturbing to me. Let's go and grab that person and take them into custody. Well, that's when the shooting's got to start, people. What about the rights of young kids who go to schools with book bags and pencils? Don't they have the right to be protected by the United States government? By the United States government? No, they have the right to protect themselves, though. And that right has been removed for all of us. And this is how they're doing it, under the guise of some government that's supposed to be, a custodian over us now? To the best of our ability, Attorney General Jeff Sessions echoed the need for allowing law enforcement to intervene. This is just fucking blatant in your face, total police state powers is what we're talking about here. Circumstance in an interview with right-wing site Breitbart News. All of law enforcement is deeply concerned about this trend of violence in schools and other similar places, he said. I was with the mayor, Major County Sheriff's Association this morning, and they all said and believe that there are signals and signs before them shootings that, if recognized, could lead to intervention and could stop these events from occurring, Sessions said. Could, maybe, might. Take a right. Take away the whole Bill of Rights for on a could and a maybe and a might. Not that you could do it. You have any authority to do any of this shit, you Buddhist of fucking shit, Sessions. Annette Christie, director of the Baker Act Reporting Center, which collects and analyzes data on involuntary hospitalization in the state, said there usually has to be evidence of harm. Oh, you have to have some kind of evidence? Not just a whim or that could happen. I just had a funny feeling. I think I'm going to go and arrest that person on a funny feeling. This is why that fourth article was put in there. This is what they did in the Soviet Union, people. And once they get it into place, speaking against that government of them Jews, man, that's going to be considered a mental problem. You could be dangerous to those Jews who are taking over your country, so they got to come and get you. Evidence of harm, self-harm or harm to others, of self-neglect, evidence of mental illness. Christie, an associate professor at the University of South Florida, said, however, that people with mental illness have a right to live their lives, and that that's why the harm criteria are important. When it crosses a line, when somebody is a harm to themselves or others, their civil liberties can be taken. See, they're civil. See what they're talking? Civil liberty. These aren't government-granted rights. We granted these to ourselves, you sons of bitches. Taken away to protect themselves and protect people in the public, she said. No, you will not find that. The ninth article says that cannot exist. A 2017 report on the Baker Act by the Center found that there were 194,354 involuntary, oh God, that's 194,354 involuntary examinations in fiscal year 2015 through 16, a 3.4% increase from the prior fiscal year, and a 33.8% increase from fiscal year 2010 to 11. So they're progressing on with their goddamn, just like this is scary. This is what they did in the Soviet Union. And man, if you're against them, you're not thinking right. You gotta be somebody, you gotta get, correct your mind, or we gotta make you so you're not a threat to them. About half of the involuntary exams were initiated by law enforcement, according to the report. They come for you, shoot them. Just shoot and keep shooting, because it doesn't matter if they're coming for your guns or they're coming for you. These motherfuckers have no goddamn authority. This is a rogue invasion of your country, and you're bound to repel it. Christie said that there was currently no language in the law regarding disturbing social media posts or images that specifically specify specific situations that can lead to a Baker Act. See, this is what they're wanting to add. Disturbing social media posts and images that specifically, the situations of the Baker Act out in the real world can vary quite a bit. She added that while she understood the point of Israel's request, that's a widening the net way wide. Oh yeah, that's saying you can just arrest anybody. It's like when they came down with the standard of reasonable suspicion. And when they first put that shit here where I live, I wrote an article to the newspaper, an editorial to the newspaper. What is a reasonable suspicion? Go look it up. You know what a reasonable suspicion is, people? A hunch, a feeling. I got a feeling that you might be dangerous, so I'm going to come to you. And you know what? They're talking about these 17 kids, and I'm going to make one thing clear before this day is over. Those 17 kids, they're playing this production on us. I'll tell you what, you communist son of a bitches, I need to do it. You need to fucking do it. You need to quit talking, and you're moving right along. Get on it. Just get ahead and finish and get up to it, because this shit has to end. And then when you son of a bitch and mush-minded, weak-ass people who went along with, oh, there's 17 kids, we should go ahead and take everybody's gun. I don't got one, and I don't want one. I don't even know what they're for. You people, you think 17's a big number? You try tens of millions when you go to do this. Your families are going to feel it. You're not just going to hide in your goddamn, in your apartment or in your goddamn house on your feather bed sitting there watching this unfold. It's going to be coming for you. This whole goddamn country is going to be turned upside down and put in a goddamn blender and turned on. 17. How many died in the Revolutionary War to establish those rights? You think that they would, over 17, anybody, that they would say that those rights could be compromised? In fact, they said they absolutely could not. That's why they wrote that Bill of Rights. That's why they put that 9th article and 10th article there to say, no, you can never touch it. Ever. For any excuse. I don't give a goddamn what kind of excuse you come up with or what you create. You cannot touch them. It's embedded in the law, and the goddamn law is we can shoot you and kill you dead if you try to take our fucking rights away from us. Get it through your head. But see, the communists who are instigating this, they won't be here. I mean, these assholes out there with their goddamn candles and stuff, you're going to be here. You're going to be here. You think 17's bad? You wait and see the goddamn mayhem that's going to be unleashed. We just come and do it. That's all I can tell you. You need to fucking just come and do it. We need to get this question settled once and for all. Either you are going to take my guns away from me and make me a goddamn slave and take me over to a ditch, or I'm going to wipe your ass out. That's where we're at. I understand it, and I know you understand it. It's just how far can you carry the bluff? How far? I mean, just like we're talking about Google. Google should have been dealt with a whole fucking long time ago, people. And because it was left there to just go ahead and turn into a monolith, that too big to touch. Now look at it. Now look at what you're up against. You can't tell you, it's war. We have actually put this war upon ourselves through our neglect. Back in our grandfather's day, when they took the goddamn gold, this should have been settled then. It would have been a real small matter compared to what we're looking at today. It would have been insignificant compared to what we're looking at today. But they didn't. Oh, it was easier not to, wasn't it? But that's what happens when you go along with that easier not to. Good men will suffer evil as long as evil is sufferable. Well, it's about to become unsufferable. What will you take? How much of your person, of your soul, will you let be removed from you before you say this is unattainable? I would rather not be alive. I would rather fight and die than put up with this shit. I will not live on my knees. I would rather be dying on my feet, killing you, you oppressive, tyrannical son of a bitch. That is where we are. And what I'm seeing here, I'm telling you, this is a big operation. This isn't one of their, I mean, where they're sticking their toe in the water and backing up and whatever. They got a goddamn guy here, this Israel, this guy here, look at him. They've put him in place. He's in Tallahassee. This is supposed to be a fucking sheriff, a local sheriff. He's national spokesperson for this shit right now. An Israeli. I bet he's a dual citizen. Anybody want to take my nice shiny nickel away from me today? Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We may be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But man, I'm telling people, you better get ready. This shit's coming down. That being said, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons, broadcasting the best way he can under attack at Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And we'll see you Monday if we can.